Welcome back, Barely Gamers. It's your favorite podcast about video games.
I'm Juice Box.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so come with us as we chat about this week's video game topic.
It's dangerous to go alone.
Oh my god, you're feeling good.
Eat my whole fucking dick. I ate that up.
Yep.
Oh
yep.
My god.
Yep. Yep.
Jazz.
I'm proud of you. It only took two years, but we're getting there.
Shut the fuck up.
Also, it always entertains me, and if you're an audio listener, sorry you're missing out, but when we start the intro, no matter how much preamble or warning I give you ahead of time, your eyes get as big as dinner plates and you look panicked when it's your turn to say, "I'm Juice Box." It's just like, hey everybody, welcome. You go,
I don't know, it's just like I'm always worried you're gonna fucking throw me for a loop every time,
and that happens sometimes, I'll be honest, but not
much. sometimes you do, sometimes you throw a wrench and I go fuck, but not this
you're
time.
Really good at thinking on your feet. It's right up there with your level of impressions. Those two things side by side, those are my two favorite things about you.
What do you say I do a good impression of?
Everything. It's one of my favorite bits that no matter what comes up, I'm just like, oh, Juice does an incredible impression. Go ahead, Juice. And then you're like, no, I fucking don't. But I do it in front of guests or something, in front of an audience. I always like, it's a
one day,
bit.
One day you're going to do it and I'm going to whip out an impression. It's going to be gonna, mint.
Whoa. Go,
whoa. Yeah. Oh my God. I have a decent Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
It's
a very like.
Passable.
Yeah, yours specifically, but also like the impression in general is a very identifiable and attainable one. You know what I mean? People can step right into that. I think it's a good one for sure.
Did you watch her in White Lotus?
I did. Yeah, she was like one of the main reasons I watched.
Remember when she was in all pink and she went, "What do I look like?" And the lady went, "Peppa Pig." So good.
That's fun.
Yeah. That Speaking one really of fun.
Did Canada's Drag Race make fun of you publicly in the world? What happened?
You messaged me. So for those of you that don't know Jackson, Jackson's far removed from the drag world and the
what
drag
are you talking
scene.
About? I've been to the conventions. Remember that time I almost met RuPaul and didn't know who they were?
Remember when RuPaul walked by us and you went, huh, cool.
Neat.
Wasted on you. Wow, well, that's cool. Anyways.
Or at some point you had a friend who was like, yeah, you can just walk in and meet Rue. And you went to me, you went, do you want to meet RuPaul? And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
I was like, cool. You just like further like laid down like I shouldn't do this. Anyway, what was I saying?
How Canada's Drag Race bullied you.
Oh, so the new season of Canada's Drag Race came on. It's season five of Canada's Drag Race. And last week, the preview for episode two came out. And at the end of episode two, there is a shot of a girl unhooking her bracelet from her tights. And then the judges start laughing, saying, "Justice for Juice Box." And that's all I saw. So I was just like, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. So what you reposted mean? It. I saw it. And I'm like... Do I need to throw hands? Like, what's going on here? Are they bullying you again? Do you remember when I came to your defense because they called you a pork chop? And I went, that sounds slanderous and I'm ready to fight. And you're like, no. It's a drag thing. You don't understand. And I was like,
I had to give you the lore of drag race.
You had to really break it down.
You're like, why are they calling you a pig? Is it because you're skin graphing? Is it because you're pig nipple? That's so mean.
I was mad. I was ready to throw hands.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That warms my heart that you care so much. No, but
defensive.
Yeah, they say justice for Juice Box on the judges table, and I need to know why.
So the short answer is we don't know yet.
Currently, no. Okay. Currently, no idea on why. But
so come back next week for that one.
Yeah, come back next week. It'll probably be all over my socials. Whatever it is, I'm capitalizing on whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, riding that coattail, whatever it is.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cynthia and I were talking, and she was just like, what if it's somebody having a panic attack? I'm like, why would they laugh and say justice for Juice Box?
Look at that person's fucking panic attack.
Yeah, fuck that guy, you know? Like, what's going
Get
on?
Get wrecked.
That's good. So, yes, that is going to be next week. Okay. I'm very excited.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Or technically this week, but Run next week you and I will talk about it.
Right, gotcha. Yep. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm with you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's fun.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. I'm genuinely good. I think I'm in a spot where work took over my life for like 3 months. I don't know if you knew this, but I was real stressed.
What? No, didn't see it.
So I finally got into a place where like all the big events and stuff are behind me, and I'm slowly like settling into what should be an every week routine. It just wasn't that for like 12 weeks. So that process has been going well, and I can feel my, with the help of therapy and other things, but I can feel my cortisol levels returning to normal, and like I don't go to sleep stressed and wake up stressed anymore.
You're not getting the cortisol belly? What do they call it?
Oh,
cortisol?
I don't know, like, but I'm ripping. I have been snacking a lot and not exercising a lot, so I'm getting some belly, let me tell you.
Aw, but it's cute.
Thanks, I think. But I rode a bike 20 kilometers yesterday. Normally I do 10.
Wow.
Yeah, it took me a little under 40 minutes. Do you know how many calories you burn from riding a bike 20 kilometers?
Probably like 1,000, maybe more.
450. Try 450.
Oh, that's it?
A 20-minute bike ride where I bike, it's like 19 minutes, 10 kilometers, is like 250 calories. That's like one single donut. And I'm like, what is this? Like, cardio is
my ass off. Well, I mean, I think it's that's how much output you're putting in the cardio.
I'm working hard.
How much output are you putting on? Like, how hard are you sweating? How hard are you pushing on the bike?
Hard.
Like a little zone two, like our heart rate 145.
Oh, I got those. What's the stupid made up stat that you get?
Stupid made up
at
stat.
Your work that you do professionally.
The orange zone.
What's the not calories, but they have their own specific thing.
Splat points.
Yeah, splat points. What is this marketing bullshit? I get all the right splat points when I'm.
Oh, you got all the right splat points.
I got them
okay.
All the good got ones, not the bad nice. Ones. I got only the good ones.
See, I try to burn about 500 calories a day. Mm.
That's not
on
bad.
That track.
That's
like
not
halfway
bad.
There.
I just know, like, if I did 40 minutes of a weight routine, I would burn three times that.
Yeah, because you're lifting weights.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Cardio is bullshit. But yesterday, basically, I didn't have enough time to get in and do a full weight routine. I only had like 40 minutes, 45 mm-hmm. minutes. So I hopped in and I did my normal 20-minute bike, and then I doubled it up. And I was like, whoa, first time.
Do you know what that means?
Tell me.
You should cross-train cardio and weightlifting.
Well, that's what I normally do. The last exercise.
No, cross-training is like doing it like a cardio workout with weight training. So it's like at the same time.
So oh, so like, you want me on that bike doing curls?
No, I'm saying like you do like a 500 meter bike ride and then come off and do like a bunch of chest presses and then go back on the bike.
I could have done that, yeah, or even just mm-hmm. push-ups.
You want to talk about calories burned, babe?
Ooh-wee. Well, I mean, that's what I did my last leg day last week. I did
leg day, best day.
I agree, but I did a 10k, no, I think I only did 5k bike ride, and then I did anyhow whatever gym stuff. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. We're into like Black Friday, Cyber Weekend stuff. Are you looking at any sales, any big deals?
Ooh, trying real hard to be frugal. I really want to buy for others this year. So I really want to buy. I really want to buy for like my family and stuff. Like I'm trying to be really frugal on like getting things for myself. Also, me and Mr. Box are going to try and buy a lot for each other this year. So I'm trying to be like, okay, I'm not going to buy anything because what if he gets me something and then like he's also going to see me shopping for myself. So I'm also trying to be really good.
You go. I didn't mean to speak.
I was done. That was the sentence.
I usually put myself on like self-purchase lockdown December 1st. I'm like, I'm not buying myself anything this month in case someone tries to get me a gift. You know what I mean? I'm not a big gift giver, gift receiver. It's not important to me, but there is an anxiety nightmare that lives in, hey, I got you this. And I'm like, oh, I just bought myself that. Like, that is horrible. Yeah. So I don't do that. So I understand where you're coming from.
Can I say?
Go ahead.
You know how much I love birthdays?
Love them.
I love birthdays.
Yeah.
I love everyone's birthday.
Yeah.
I love, but here's my other thing.
Tell me.
I love Christmas.
Yeah.
And I think I know why. I love, 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 love giving a present.
Giving Ooh. A present. Yep.
Oh my God, it excites me.
Yep. I'm with
you. I love giving somebody something and then they like love it.
Yep.
They get so excited. Ooh, yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Are you
I
a good it. Gift giver?
I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay. I could be better.
Sure.
I could be better. But when I get the right thing, ooh, it's
doesn't good. It feel good?
Oh my god.
Do you have any highlights? You got any highlights?
I got Mr. Box a you've seen it probably. He's got this cardigan.
Yep.
And it's got knit mushrooms all over it.
Yeah.
So I was really excited. It was his Christmas gift last year.
That's a good one.
Or it was his birthday gift. I forget. Anyways, yeah. It was in the basement in my drag stuff. So like he never comes into my drag room. He never looks at any of my drag stuff. He never even goes into that section of my basement.
Right.
One day I'm sitting on the couch and I'm just like playing on my phone, just relaxing, like having a chill day. And I hear like rustling, like, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then all of a sudden I hear a gasp and a, oh my God. And I'm like, what is happening? This man runs up the stair, like hoofs it up the stair. He's skipping like three steps at a time, bursts into the living room wearing the cardigan. And he goes, oh my God, who forgot this here? It is just fabulous. I love this so much. Oh my God, it's so cute. It fits me perfect. I love it. Like he keeps going and I'm staring at him and he just goes, what? And I was just like, Merry Christmas. And he was like, like he stopped and he just went, I love it. I was like, yeah, good, I know.
Well, you know that one hits. I feel like the delivery method can be just as important as the gift itself.
Sometimes. Yeah, and I think that was
a that's perfect a pretty good method. That's a good one. It's an accident, but like it's a good story. It hits. It had impact.
It fantastic. Was a it was a what's it called? A scavenger hunt.
Ooh, fun, fun.
Mm-hmm. We're also bad. We're early gift givers. We can't wait until Christmas.
Oh, okay.
We do it early.
Do you have any? We get excited. So do you? You don't have any gifts for each other by the time Christmas hits.
We have one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My mom hates it. My mom gets very upset.
She wants to be a part of it. She wants to see all the gifts.
She wants to watch it happen.
Yeah.
So I made sure to get Mr. Box one gift to open in front of my mom this year.
Smart.
So she can see it.
My family does almost the inverse. And on Christmas Eve, everyone opens one gift. And surprise, it's matching pajamas every year.
I was just about to ask, is it matching pajamas? Oh my God.
I never wear them. And I have like 4 years because I don't wear pajamas.
Well, you wear it for the picture and then you take it off and you sleep hog out. You know?
Sure. Exactly.
Wait. Do you sleep naked or with boxers?
Usually boxers.
Weird.
It's getting cold.
Yeah, you can feel them.
I can like feel the boxers? Or it's feel the boxers or feel the sheets? What's the difference?
Because the boxers move, and then they're in the wrong spot. Yeah, but the sheets can move because they're not...
Are you a top sheet person, or are you just straight to duvet / comforter?
Depends. Winter, top sheet, duvet.
Yeah.
Summer, duvet.
Do you do flannel sheets in the winter? Material
around
material, not pattern.
It's a t-shirt material.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like wearing it's like wearing clothes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. It's nice because it's like wearing clothes, but you don't want to wear boxers, which are actual clothes.
Okay, but like you know when you wake up and your boxers are like twisted.
Yeah,
that's very uncomfortable.
Sure.
Because I'm a mover. I gotta move and
move in a shaker.
I gotta be completely naked, so I gotta move around.
Yeah, it's more aerodynamic that way too.
This is what I'm saying.
It's probably and less, it's... actually, but you know, for the sake of this argument.
Yeah. Well, good. And then you guys do Christmas morning, all open up gifts.
I guess so. Yeah, I was home for Christmas last year, but I don't think I was home for like the 3 years prior. And my family's Christmas is largely just yelling at each other first thing in the morning, and it sucks hard. Yeah, it's just like anyone makes any comment, all of a sudden someone is mad about something and it's loud, and I'm like, I'm not even a fucking morning person.
Mostly sisters, right?
Yeah, two sisters. Mm. And then last year it was the same thing that my mom's done a couple of years, and it's really entertaining, but because I worked on a Marvel game previously, she got me Eternals Monopoly. And she's like, those are your guys, right? And I went, yeah, those are my guys. Thank you.
That's super cute.
It was nice. She tries. But then she also felt bad because that was my only gift. My family has a weird thing around gift giving where it's like, it's quantity. Everyone has to open the same number of gifts for some reason from my mom's perspective. So like, I remember being a kid and opening individually wrapped boxes of Kraft dinner 8 times because it needed to be the same number of gifts. I opened a sticker that was very clearly attached to one of the other gifts, but it needed to balance the numbers. And like, I get it. When you're kids, that's nice. You don't want someone sitting there waiting while everyone else is opening gifts, right? But it was funny because I think even as adults that persists. So my mom was like, listen, that was your only gift. I'm sorry. And I was like, why are you apologizing? Like, I don't fucking care. I'm in my 30s. I don't need any gifts. But they helped me like pay for my flight home. So she's like, yeah, well, because then I, and I was like, okay, I'm on the same side as you. You don't need to be all wired up. Like, holy shit.
I grew up where you would have to watch each person open a present. Mm-hmm. So like dad would open a present, then mom would open a present, then I would open a present, then my brother would open a present.
Yeah.
And it was never at the same time.
Yeah.
You had to watch each person.
Get your spotlight.
It took hours.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It took hours. You need now, I knew I was too old to get parent gifts from my parents last year because they gave me, this was my big gift, like the big, like, you know, oh my God, you know, this is the big one. We spent so much, like that whole thing where they make such a big deal out of it. And it was really heavy. I was like, oh my God, this has got like some weight to it. Have I told you this?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my God. So they give it to me. It's got like some weight to it. It's like a big box. I want you to guess what it is.
Garden rocks.
So close. So I open it and it is a car repair kit.
Solid, man. Good gift. I can see where you get the instinct of being a good gift giver.
I went, oh, wow. Yeah. Great for the car. And Mr. Box, he's like, he literally looks at me and he just like, then looks at my parents and goes, what the fuck? And my parents were like trying to like be like, well, you're going on tour. You're going to be driving a lot. So like, what if your car breaks down? And I was like, yeah, no, I'll totally fix it. This guy right here.
It will be me. I will get that.
It will be me. Yeah. Me call CAA? Nah, me. So I just like, I was just like, no, it's perfect. It's fine. I like, I love it. Yeah. Like I was trying to be really nice. And Mr. Box was just like, he's like, I love it. He's like, it's perfect for me.
I think that's great. I would way rather give gifts than receive gifts. Cause if it's a shit gift, I don't know how to behave and I'm a people pleaser and I want them to be like, clearly you're invested and you care in some degree. I want you to feel good about it. So I'm going to pretend, but now I'm tired from pretending all the time. Just don't buy me a gift.
I'm giving you the worst gift.
Either crush it, either fucking knock it out of the park. You gave me an awesome gift or don't even bother.
I'm getting you the most awkward, strange gift, and I'm going to get so excited about it just to watch you crumble.
Well, now that I'm prepped and I'm aware, I'm just going to give it to you.
You're going to go, this sucks.
This sucks. You're stupid.
Mr. Box is like, oh.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you put Mr. Box's name on the card, I couldn't do it.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Then I'm trapped because now I got to make him feel good because I like Mr. Box.
Guess what?
It's happening.
I'm telling him.
Not even going to tell him.
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to go from me and Mr. Box.
And I'm going to be
then
like,
you're going to be like, whoa. And he's going to be sitting there like all excited.
Avocado. Thanks. Hey, Algies, how are you doing? You're in high spirits. Tell me about Wicked. It didn't
suck. Wizard. And it was perfect. It was incredible. It was the best movie I've ever seen. I want to see it 100,000 more times. My entire timeline is full of Wicked lore and Easter eggs and things that I missed. So I need to watch it again and again and again to see all of those things. And I want you to go see it too, please.
I'm not going to the theaters to see it because that sounds bad. Because I'm not exposing myself. I'm not putting myself at risk for a terrible.
I wish you would.
People go to jail for that. But I'm not putting myself at risk here for a terrible movie theater experience for a movie that I don't even really care about. But, December 31st.
It's not going to be a rentable, but that's fine.
Yeah, it is. They're going to want money.
Okay, if it's rentable, we're watching it.
So if I pitched this to Juice immediately. Juice told me it was great. I was like, cool, we'll watch it on that day because we watched Barbie last year and that was a whole movie viewing experience. And you were like, Jackson, do not tease me. And I went, no, it's fine. We can do that. We just have to immediately watch the most heterosexual film to ever exist. And I'm
so picking. I said, and Gladiator 2.
And I said, no way you're trying to trick me with this. Heterosexual is not fucking topless, rippled men in baby oil. That's not what we're doing here.
I mean, it's got Paul Pascal in it and that other guy from
Paul Pascal? Who the fuck's Paul Pascal?
I don't know. He's straight and he's got muscles.
Paul Pascal. You're sticking with Paul?
Paul Pascal?
You're speaking with a very Spanish influenced name, Paul?
Oh, that's a French Spainer. Paul Pascal.
No, it's not fucking Paul Pascal.
Paul Pascal. Paul Mescal. Paul Mescal.
That's not it either. Who the fuck is Paul Mescal?
He plays Lucius. You're thinking Pedro Pascal. He's playing
Why would I think that? Is it because you got the names mixed up and blended them together?
Paul Mescal and Pedro Pascal. That's what it is.
You're right. That's on me. That's my bad that you mixed those two names.
Joseph Quinn? He was the guy in the Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually curious about that. I'm curious to see what else he's in.
Yeah. Do you know who the guy is?
The guy.
What's his name?
You can do it. You got this. It's not Billy. Billy was the bad stepbrother.
Oh, my God. Billy was hot.
Well, he was a bully, and he was topless a lot. So, yeah, that's your type.
Yeah, I was gonna say, come on, like I was into it. Eddie.
I'm pretty sure Eddie was also in the Quiet Place film that came out. No, three, the prequel one,
with the cat.
Yeah, and I didn't know that was him for a long time. I saw it in theaters. I liked it a lot.
Would you save a cat?
No. Over myself? Probably not. I like cats a lot. But if it's me or the cat, it's going to be me. NSYNC, baby. Mm-mm-mm. It's going to be me. You're doing Bye 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 choreography, actually. So if you could not fuck that up again, I'd really appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you got? What do you got locked and loaded there? How dare! So Wicked was good and nobody ruined the movie viewing experience.
Nobody sang. And fun fact, somebody took my TikTok asking people not to sing at Wicked and put it on the radio.
Really?
My parents called me and they said, you were just on CBC One asking people not to sing at Wicked.
Do you think that's why it was such a positive music movie going experience?
Well, I saw, I made that TikTok and went that night, so like they took my TikTok like days later, like they broadcasted it on the Friday and I had went on the Wednesday. So yeah, but also didn't credit me or ask me to use it, so get fucked, CBC One dickheads. I was pissed.
I was gonna ask if you plugged the pod, you know what I mean?
No, couldn't, because they stole a clip. They didn't even ask.
Didn't even credit in any way. No mention.
They didn't go, hey, this is season one Canada's Drag Race star, Juice Box.
The Pork Chop.
Pork Chop of Canada, co-host of Semi-Qualified Queens and It's Dangerous to Go Alone.
Two-time Canadian Podcast Award winner.
And nominated.
This year? Yeah, it's true.
This year we are nominated. I think we missed the voting.
Like, you mean for us to tell people to go vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, the industry loves us. They know who we are. How important is winning accolades to you?
I mean, well, I lost a pretty big one, so.
Which one?
Drag Race.
Never heard of it. Yeah.
That'd be a good clip.
Yeah, not bad.
Shall we? Cool.
If we want.
I think we should.
I think we could think about it. Lock it in.
Oh.
Hey, everybody. Today's topic of the day. What we're thinking about talking about is, hey, what's the future of video games? You know what I mean? Like, games have grown and developed over the years. Many different video game companies have tried new things to push the envelope of this creative medium. Some of it successful, some of it not so successful. Looking at you, Virtual Boy. But what is the future of video games? There's, you know, different things happening simultaneously right now. We got VR, big push for VR. We got, well, that's about it. So
Can I ask?
Go ahead.
Were you calling me Virtual Boy, or was Virtual Boy a thing that I don't know what it is?
Virtual Boy was a thing that you don't know, but if you would like that to be your new nickname, I can definitely accommodate that.
You literally said it, and I went, what the fuck did I do? Like, looking at you, Virtual Boy, I was like, whoa.
So Virtual Boy was Nintendo's attempt at essentially VR in the 90s, and it flopped. It was terrible. It was way too primitive.
What do you think about VR?
Well, so I think that's a big catalyst for this conversation. When people think of the future of video games, they think of it being more like involved, and for me, I just don't fucking see it. You know what I mean? Like, the Wii was a massive hit because it got people up and involved and moving, but to me, like, that's the opposite of the reason I play video games. I think that was a novel experience. And that's why people were really invested in that. And it made it really approachable for people who didn't give a shit about video games. But for me, and I think for a lot of traditional video game players, they don't want to change the way that they play video games. So, I mean, VR is a thing. People are pushing for it. Meta is on their third version of their headset. PlayStation's on their second PSVR. So is that where we're all going to be? We're going to live in virtual reality? VR chat was a thing, the metaverse. Is this the way we're going to play video games in the future?
I don't think so.
I don't fucking think so at all.
I don't think so. I think that you've got to be a special breed of nerd to really love a VR game. Mm-hmm. And I find they're not like sustainable to play for long. Mm-mm. You know, I feel like a sit down console game, you can play for hours, mm-hmm. hours and hours and hours. VR, it's like, you're getting a good 30 to 40 out of me before mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to barf.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's also so close to my eyes, so close to my eyeballs. Yeah. Get away from me.
Oh, and you got those long, luxurious lashes that they graze the glass, and you don't like that. I can tell.
I know. I'm just so dainty and pretty. But yeah, I just don't think. Do you ever think like the Ready Player One kind of thing?
Well, so that's another, you know, obviously it's a fictionalization. It's a fantasy world, but where they go a step further and now you essentially plug into the Matrix and your whole body and consciousness is uploaded, I couldn't say 0% chance of that happening is my
0%. If it did, would you do it?
I just feel like there's security concerns with you being unconscious to engage in this, and your body, I just feel unsafe. Anyone could stab me. So easy. It would be so easy. You know?
Do you think if you did it and then you got like a fleshlight attachment, you could like... Sorry.
Do you want to finish the sentence or do you want to not finish
sentence? No, you know where I was going.
Yeah, no, I think we all did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you like fuck?
Could you like fuck? You sound so stupid right now. And you're bad at gift giving, so whatever.
I just thought of that. I was just like,
You've never thought of that before?
Well, no, I just thought like, would you just jerk off? But if you have a fleshlight attachment that's like hooked up to it, then it would like, then it would simulate what's happening that you're looking at. So then it would be like a lot more real.
So a good time to remind everybody that this podcast is tagged as explicit and is meant for an 18 plus audience.
I'm so sorry. Anyways, I wouldn't. I think it would be really fun to record the podcast in, because then we could be like in person.
Yeah.
Ish.
That'd be cool. So I mean, they do VR chat where it's like, oh, it's like you're in person with the people. And I'm
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Have you ever seen those ones where it's like a big, like it's like a chair and the chair goes, and then it's like a
circle. The whole battle pod thing that you, yeah, like your whole setup. You've got like a chair attached to a machine that goes over your head and drops in your monitor, and
it
reclines you. Yeah, I've seen that. They're like $20,000 or something like that.
See, I like to play video games like snuggled up on my couch like a little burrito.
Yeah,
that looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think that so much. There is always a portion of the video game industry that is stuck on trends and fads. And unfortunately, a lot of the investors investing in small game development studios don't have the knowledge of the inner workings of the games industry necessarily, right? Like, yeah. If I have a good idea for a game, I try to go get funding for it. They're aware of what's capturing headlines, which is usually this trends and fads shit. So I know for a fact that for a couple of years, if your game didn't have NFTs in it, you weren't getting your game made. Now it's AI. Is your game using AI? No. Why would it doesn't need it? Well, if it's not using AI, we don't want it. It's kind of those dumb trends. So I think that's just kind of where VR is stuck in. And then it's a little bit sustained by the metaverse being like a buzzword that captured headlines everywhere. But to me, gaming in its current form is fucking great. Like, it doesn't need to change a lot. Give me games that have new experiences and new story, like continue to push it from like an artistic perspective. Give me different stories that I've never heard. Let me connect with characters that I've never seen. Give me really fun things that are unlocked and made better by technological advances. But do we need to fundamentally change the way that we play games?
How would you do with AI in gaming? I don't get it.
So there's generative AI. So there's a number of different examples, right? AI has always been a portion of gaming in multiple senses. When you have NPCs, non-player characters, there's AI involved. They need to think using a parameter that you give them. That's technically AI, but that's artificial intelligence. Now generative.
I know what AI means.
I wasn't just for you. I'm just speaking broadly about the topic.
Oh, never mind. Keep going.
I'm just speaking about the topic that you gave me. I'm not treating you like you're a fucking idiot. I'm not mansplaining it to you. AI stands for artificial intelligence, but not like the Will Smith film.
Sorry, I got triggered. I got triggered.
I can tell. You okay? Do we need to talk it out?
I'm good. Okay.
You need some water? Is that going to help? We'll take a sip. We'll feel better about it. So AI has always existed in games in that sense, but there's been the rise of generative AI recently, and it's a hot topic, and we've talked about it in art because it's trained on models. Basically, AI is getting smarter, and the people programming it are opening up a lot of options, possibilities, and things like that. So an example is, what was that game that's like The Sims on Overdrive that you talked about?
Oh my god, I still have it. It is...
It's in an eye. Yeah, what is it?
It's Inzoi.
Inzoi. So it uses generative AI in a pretty unethical way, because you can put a poster up in your rooms and you can just be like, hey, I want a poster with a dinosaur that's like from a band. And it makes that for you. But it's pulling information from all of these other artists without their consent. And that's the gray area in art. So in a sense, you can use it to create mechanics in your games. Or a more ethical approach is using AI tooling, right? So, for example, and I'll use my work example, and for full disclosure, I work for Unity, but I can speak that there is tools that are AI databases that are trained using the engine. So it already has the knowledge that you seek, essentially, and you can ask it questions and engage with it to help streamline the creation process. But when the investors are asking, they're not looking for that. They're looking for, how does your game incorporate AI? And I know from a number of individuals that are indie devs that have ideas that have been pitching, they literally are asked explicitly, hey, are you using AI? And it's just one of those things where the investors don't really know. It's just a buzzword. They don't know the intricacies or the nuances of it.
Would you lie?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. They don't fucking know, and they're stuck in on a trend, and that's going to be a hindrance because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. It's better off
100% NPCs AI done.
Yeah.
Look at me.
You're not even lying. You're twisting what they're asking. Love it. You know? That's a great. Best lies are rooted in truth. Yeah.
Crush it.
Yeah. So Juice, how is your game going to be using AI?
So you're going to hook a fleshlight.
Nope, stop. Say no more. I'm in. Here's 30 mil. Go make the game.
I say it and they're just like, bet, done.
Say no more. Use the money, sir.
Would you bang a robot?
No.
What? I would.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't surprise me that much at all. How human does the robot look in your eyes?
I'd want it to look fairly human.
Well, so then, yeah.
Not like a sex doll. Like, I'd want it to be, like, convincing.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest, I'd do either.
Yeah, I know. Again, not particularly surprising. When you start sentence with "Would you bang?" the chances are very high that your answer is yes. Hey, would you bang an empty jar of pickles that we put a bunch of silicone in? Yeah, I'd try it. You know what I mean?
I'd probably try it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. If Vaporeon was real, because of the healing aura, you know?
Aqua Ring. She heals. So you could.
I'm going to stop right there.
Yeah. Is there anything that you do want to see games develop into kind of helping create different experiences? The weird one for me with this, and you think about it, but the weird one for this console generation is that PlayStation really doubled down on the controller. They were like, yeah, we're going to change the way haptic feedback happens. And I was like, that feels like we're running out of ideas.
But yeah, like the controller, like I like the controller that has sound in it, mm-hmm. but I don't like that I can talk to my controller to do actions. Yeah. I don't like that because mm-hmm. then it hears something down the hall and it thinks I want to unpause my game. And it's like, whoa, I'm texting right now.
Yeah.
So I don't like that. Don't like that.
Yeah. The other thing that they added was like getting more specific about the vibration. So like they can target left and right side, those types of things, but also the triggers, adaptive triggers. So it's like the triggers are more difficult to pull depending on how difficult the task is. And the example that I saw was like, if you're playing a sports game and your person is tired, their actions would normally require more, they would have less stamina to provide to said action. So you as the player, it would be more difficult to pull the triggers. So
I don't like that.
Well, you're experiencing it. You played Astrobot. It exists all over Astrobot.
I know. And I didn't like it.
Fair enough. But so to me, I was like, this is gimmicky. It feels like we're running out of ideas. This is a weird thing to innovate on. And then I got a PS5 and I was like, okay, it's cool. But at the same time, I still think that we're running out of ideas. So is there anything that you think we need to innovate on so that we can play games in a more futuristic manner?
Smell-o-vision.
Worst idea. You just want to smell Daddy Kratos. I know you do. You're acting like it's gross, but you know that you're going to enjoy it.
I don't know. That guy, I think he'd smell like moss.
Like moss? Know? Why moss?
Like moss and vinegar.
Really savory scent, you know?
Listen, hear me out. It's like kind of savory.
Anyhow, so you want smell-o-vision, but not for Kratos. So when does that sound like a good idea then?
I don't know. What if you could smell like if you're running, like you're playing Breath of the Wild and you smell fresh grass as you're running through it?
You know? I think is a great way we could incorporate this? With my candles. Feel free to find them on my Etsy store.
Shut the fuck.
You got one, don't you?
I did. It's lovely. Or you could smell like caves, like when you're in a cave and you can like moss? Smell the cave. Do caves smell like moss?
Well, there's cave moss, I suppose. Not cave moss.
They smell more like musk. Is it musk? Is musk the right word?
I think so.
What's damp? What's damp? What's another word for damp?
Moist.
Moist. Oh.
Yeah.
They'd smell moist?
I mean, no. You said it. I don't know. I'm giving you words.
What's the what does a cave smell like?
Rock.
Granite.
Sure.
Sure.
So you want to increase the immersion by adding smell.
Smell. I also would like it if NPCs could be interacted with more.
Okay. I think that is a thing that we're headed towards, is that like NPCs become more dynamic and engaging.
Yeah. Because I don't like sometimes how it's just like they say the same things over and over and over. You know, I would like for them to be a little bit more engaging. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I also sometimes like when you can fight with them. Chop, chop, chop.
Yeah. Oh, we've been through this. That you want victims.
We've been through this.
You want victims. You want people that you can just assault and they'll never fight back because they're not real people. But you want them to react like they're in more pain because you're a sociopath like that. I get it.
I should unpack this. I should talk to my therapist about this.
Yeah. Did you get a new one after your last one broke up with you?
Oh, I have to look up a new one. I still haven't done that. It's pretty low on my priority list right now.
But maybe it shouldn't be.
Well, looking like it. What about you? Is there anything that you would like to add?
I just think we're close to diminishing returns, right? Like, if you look at the generation jump between, like, the N64 / PS1 to PS2 to PS3, like, these were big jumps in visual fidelity. Games looked better. They looked more realistic every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And now we're, like, between PS4 and PS5, and you're like, it's not that big of a jump. Like, we are getting closer to diminishing returns.
Well, it's also when they look too real, I'm like, nah, it's not fun. I could just watch a movie. I still want it to look like a game, you know?
Yeah, okay. I could get behind that. You're more of a Nintendo girly a lot of the times, but...
Well, no, it's not even that. Like, I like a Final Fantasy and, like, all that stuff where it looks incredibly beautiful, but you can still... It's still a game, you know? It still has game aspects to it, you know? Yeah. I don't want it to look like just you and I sitting here. Nah, too real.
No one wants that.
No.
No one wants to watch a screen with just you and I talking on it. Stupid.
With that being said...
You guys can check us out over on Patreon, patreon.com/itdangerpod. Over there, you can find a myriad of ways to support the pod and get an additional dose of weekly and monthly content. Whether you're looking for access to the audio episodes one day early or full video episodes or a personalized monthly cameo style video, you'll find all of this and more over at patreon.com/itdangerpod. But if you got no loons or tunes to spare, fear not, Barely Gamer. Head on over to instagram.com/itdangerpod and check out the clips that we make each and every week. Go and look at them, comment them, fucking send them to your friends. And I want to give a special shout out to Ray, who came from the podcast into my Twitch stream and said, hey, I'm a fan of It Danger Pod. I've been binging it. So shout out to you. Thanks for being excellent. And keep on keeping on out there, gamers.
Crush it, my guy. And we will see you guys next week for another episode of It's Dangerous to Go Alone, where Jackson and I will getting our nipples pierced live and in person.
How do you do a live podcast? We're not set up for that.
Just what if, like, we just record
it? We'll just record it.
But it just doesn't make sense
because what if people are going to look for, like, the live streams, but we're not doing it because that's not how we do business.
Just go with the... Okay, fine. Next week, I'm piercing Jackson's nipple in his bedroom with nothing but an ice cube and a dirty needle.
Why is it going to be dirty?
Because you deserve it. After you ruin the bit, so that's what you get.
I made it better, I think. Some people would argue that I made it better.
Bye!